From MJ Bulls Media, I'm Dan Humiston, and this is Cannabis Crowdfunding. Dennis, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Dan, for having me. I'm excited to be on.
Well, I appreciate you joining us to talk about Biomedican and your unique patented method of producing non-GMO rare cannabinoids. And that's where I want to start. I'm a novice. You're going to have to help me with this one. What are rare cannabinoids and who's buying them?
Sure. Rare cannabinoids show up in the plant, usually less than 1%, anywhere from like a tenth of a percent to 1%. And they're like THCV, CBG, CBN, and things of that sort. And we could talk a little bit about what those rare cannabinoids deliver, a very, very specific and significantly better health benefit than just CBDs. So it's really not economical for a cultivator to be able to produce these rare cannabinoids because they show up in such small quantity in the plant. So we've developed a biosynthesis platform to be able to develop them. And what we utilize is water, sugar, and a specialized yeast. And we take it through a fermentation process. So it's like brewing beer.
Oh, that's really interesting. I know most extraction methods, they grow the plant and then they extract the cannabinoid using various methods. But like you said, for the really rare cannabinoids, there's such just trace elements. Mm-hmm. So you use a different technique. This is a patented technique that you guys have developed?
Yes, we have four patents that are pending. One has just been approved by the U.S. Patent Office, and it's a very, very significant patent. We're only one of two companies in the world that have patents to be able to produce something called acid, which is how you convert that into rare cannabinoids. So it's us and Aurora Cannabis is the only two companies in the world that actually have a patent to be able to produce this specialized acid that turns into these rare cannabinoids.
I'm assuming it's a lot less expensive to do it using your method.
Yes, absolutely. In fact, we can produce these rare cannabinoids for about 70 to 90% less expensive than the cultivation methods. We can produce them for about a dollar or less per gram. And typically these rare cannabinoids, if you're buying a large volume of them, go anywhere from $8 to, you know, over $100 a gram. And what's critically important here is that we're able to produce 99% pharmaceutical grade compounds, organic. We can produce them that are 100% identical to what occurs in nature. There's absolutely no difference. And we do it sustainably. We do it with utilizing 90% less natural resources and energy. And we have zero toxins and contaminants. And there's always toxins and contaminants when you touch the cannabis plant.
I got to stop you right there because you said you can produce this for like a dollar and you can sell it for as much as $100?
Yeah, there's some of these rare cannabinoids that go into over $100 a gram. The idea here is for us to bring all the prices down of these rare cannabinoids so they're more affordable to the masses. So millions of people can get the health benefits of these rare cannabinoids and they can do it at more affordable prices. If it continues to be priced so high, just very, very few people will be able to afford it.
What are some of the health benefits that can be sought after with these rare cannabinoids?
Yeah, CBG is known to treat pain, inflammation. It reduces ocular pressure in the eye, so it's good for glaucoma. It helps with Huntington's disease. It's known to stop the proliferation of cancers, so it slows the process down of cancer spreading in your body. And there's been 22 clinical trials to date on CBG, and there's probably about 40 or 50 of them ongoing now. On THCV, it's a known appetite suppressant, and it's good for people with diabetes and obesity. It helps regulate the sugar in your blood. And for people that have diabetes that are insulin resistant, this helps the body to be able to process insulin much, much better. It also has a host of other benefits. It's a neuroprotectant, which means it bypasses the cells and the membranes in your brain. There's clinical trials going on. It helps with Alzheimer's, Parkinson's disease. It's also used for PTSDs, for anxiety. All of these have a host of additional medical benefits. Those are the first two that we're focusing on. CBN has a lot of the same properties. Almost all of these have anti-inflammatory pain relief. And then CBN is really known well for people under stress and people to get sleep at night. People are getting tired of taking nighttime medications. So this is a natural way to be able to, you know, get better sleep.
Wow. I saw on your website that the market for the biosynthetic cannabinoids is expected to reach $10 billion by 2025. And after what you just said, that may be an understatement.
Yeah, they just updated those numbers. And now the Raymond James analyst has it at $40 billion by 2025, this market. So they expect this to be one of the fastest growing markets in the world. We believe we have the best technology in the space based upon the results that we're producing. And thus, we expect to have a large market share of that market.
Well, especially with your patents. Now, in order to capitalize on this demand, are you going to need to raise capital?
Yes. In fact, we're doing a small capital raise of $1 million on WeFunder now to let some of the smaller investors to get involved in our company. Typically, small investors are not allowed to invest in companies like ours. Then in September, we will be doing a $10 million raise with venture capital funds, and we have a lead investor that will be leading that deal. So this is one of the few opportunities that small investors get to get in before that company like us blows up. And you can do it for as little as $250. We have people that have done as much as $100,000. So it's $4.50 a share. You can check us out on our website, or just go to WeFunder.com and look under Biomedicane, and you can see all of our information there.
Wow, that's great. We'll definitely have all this information in the show notes, along with information about Dennis and Biomedican. That is a really good opportunity for people that just want to get in early on a company like yours that is about ready to explode. Dennis, I appreciate you being on the show today. This is good stuff.
No, thank you so much, Dan. I'm happy to be on the show, and it's always great to talk about Biomedicane to an informed audience.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
I'm Joyce Gerber, the creator and host of the award-winning podcast, The Canna Mom Show. And we are on a mission to enhance the impact women have on this industry as business professionals, healthcare providers, policy advocates, caregivers, moms, by sharing and preserving their stories of love and kindness, wisdom, and hope. I am so grateful to have found my tribe of Canna podcasters right here on PodConX, and look forward to our work of crushing the stigma around cannabis and caregivers and building this new industry together.